What is resilience? It's the ability to bounce back when you fall off track.
Or for something to come back into shape. And look, this is a hot topic that we hear thrown around the corporate arena and in entrepreneurial spaces, in schools, I've had some experience in the military with resilience
A little.
that we'll get to in the thing. So.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge
Welcome.
Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the energy of resilience. And, you know, what is resilience? It's the ability to bounce back when you fall off track.
Or for something to come back into shape. And look, this is a hot topic that we hear thrown around the corporate arena and in entrepreneurial spaces, in schools, I've had some experience in the military with resilience.
A little.
We'll get to in the thing. So.
So what's the problem with resilience? It seems to be that people don't have, and this is a generalized statement, I understand, is that we've noticed that the problem is people don't have the energy to bounce back when they've been kicked off the bandwagon, you know? So they start building up, you know, different reasons, or they blame why it happened, or they feel shameful, or they just retreat and go into hiding. And they even cringe at the thought of creating resilience.
Yeah, well, you know, it's if you look at these days, most people don't even have the bandwidth to handle like one little thing that knocks them off. You know, everyone's like a spinning top, and all it takes is for someone just to tap them and they knock over. So, this is why it's a hot topic right now.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a question, because when you don't have any bandwidth, you're in times of stress, you're upset, you've been knocked off your bandwagon, you're blame, shame, reasons, and retreating back. Let me ask you this question. What is the habit that you turn to when you've had a bad day?
Where do you go? Do you go to chocolate? Do you go to alcohol? Do you go to complaining and gossiping about people? Like these are the things that you want to take note
or
of.
Even drugs and depression, that is still considered a habit. So when you can start having a look at what habit you turn to, it's a little bit easier to start flipping a switch, because quite often just flipping the habit is enough to create a big enough shift for you to create some more energy around this.
And look, we look at resilience and resilience training a little differently, coming from the experience that we've both had and what we've discussed. See, most people are very reactive, you know, if something happens, like, well, I've got to do more resilience training. But I've often found that when you build and cultivate your personal energy and you keep, you release blockages out of the way, out of the body or out of the mind or out of your mindset and things like that, and you start to cultivate and build energy, you're able to absorb these things. Your bandwidth opens up. You have greater space in the body. Look at, if you look at anything like martial arts is your ability, you know, they teach you the ability to absorb a blow and or create space so that you can have maneuverability. So it's no different. So this is
good example.
This is really what's going on when it comes to resilience. Mm. Like, you know, let's not get sciencey, let's get science fictiony. Right? Think about when you used to watch, you know, Star Trek movies or anything like that, and these spaceships would have deflector shields come up. Well, the deflector shield absorbs the attack, but what does it need? It needs power to power up the shields, right? So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about you getting the goods to be able to power your shields up.
I love that. You've just totally taken me back to my childhood of popcorn and soda pop on a Saturday night.
Oh, bad habits.
You know, and it's all you know. So the opportunity we're talking about here is the ability to boost your energy enough to be able to overcome your greatest obstacles. So, you know, what's the framework for that? I mean, how do you do that? Well, There's a lot of different ways of doing it. We're going to start with some core, should we say, what would you call them?
Let's first go to the most obvious place, and that is our body.
Mm.
Our body is the first place that you can start building your energy, because you think about it. If you've got crappy health, you've had crappy sleep, you've been eating crappy food, and then someone says something crappy to you, it's a ticking time bomb. We all laugh and of course, but it is serious. Just try and sleep deprive yourself or know if you're not getting quality sleep. And people don't really want to be around you. And this is interesting. There's been a lot of science done on this now. I'll kick over to the science. There's been a lot of science done on this now. And there's a podcast that we highly recommend that you guys all go and listen to on sleep. Matthew Walker is the expert. But he said that they've done studies where people and loneliness actually, they deflect people. Like, people can recognize when other people are lonely. So people can tell when your energy's down.
Mm.
And so if your energy's down and someone says something crappy to you, you're going to react. You're going to react and...
For your shield.
Exactly. No power for the shield. So this is what we're talking about, cultivating your personal energy, starting in your body. And then we look to things like, how are you on courage? How are you on integrity and trust, love, joy? All of these areas, if you really think about it, these are big areas for mental and emotional energy.
Mm.
So we can sort the physical energy quite easily, you know, and we've talked on this podcast a lot about what you can do for personal energy. But let's get into these other ones where there's mental and emotional energy.
All right, so let's map out the physical energy. Mm. So there's kind of like four key elements to the physical energy. It's being able to boost your own personal energy, which you've heard us talk about on other podcasts that we do here. There's so many different things that you can do.
You know, you've got breathing, you've got grounding, you've got, food and exercise, water, all of these go-to areas.
You know what's good for you, And then the second thing is the ability to deflect. Like what Shane was saying, when people throw things at you and you go, oh, well, that's actually, that doesn't resonate, but I don't have to react to that because,
simple thing.
You know that somebody's dealing with their own stuff and you can just allow them to have it.
Yeah, the simple one that we've got for that is when someone says something to us, before we've even had an opportunity to think about it, we take one breath in. And then we answer.
Think about it.
This just gives you the space to either absorb it or deflect it.
Yeah. And that takes me to the third one, which is the skill of letting go, which we also talk about. Like, for me, I used to be somebody who did not let things go. And I would get very angry and very pissed off for
a little bit
a long
of Velcro
time.
On her every now and then.
Hey, we're all human. And so for me, the skill of letting go came with using my breath to let go. So, there's controlling the breath or there's letting go where it's like a... You learn, and I actually literally do that. And by letting go of my breath, it kind of starts to uncouple the energy that's attached to the argument.
So how's this useful? Well,
But the fourth thing.
Oh, sorry.
The fourth thing.
I'm jumping ahead.
Yes. Is know when to rest and know when to take action, which this is something that's really important because everybody goes, I got to take action.
Mm.
But really, sometimes the best thing that you can do is stop the war first. Take a moment, back away from it, and then take action when you know it's ready to. So going into the mental stuff around applying, courage and integrity, then you kind of have the energy to start tapping into, the ability to trust in a seemingly untrustworthy world and being able to open up to love.
Yep.
And then being able to use joy as power because... Yeah. We have a little joke in our house, powered by joy.
Yeah, it's not a joke, really. It's actually a mantra to live by. Yeah. Is that you want to feel safe enough to be powered by joy. And as most of when someone comes and says something crappy to you, and you're feeling good in your body, your energy's up, it'll tend to just slide right off you.
Yeah.
Water off a duck's back.
And then you start feeling like responsibility is not a bad word. where you kind of go like, look, I can be responsible for the things that I need to do in my own life. And I get that I don't have to, that the other person can choose to take responsibility
now,
for themselves or not.
I want to add something in here. Everything that we're discussing sounds simple, but is not easy. Right? It does take for you to do the work. And, you know, the where we find step one, and here this is where we give you step one, is getting connected to your body.
Yeah.
Getting connected to your body is step one, because once you become connected to your body, then you're going to be able to start to cultivate that physical energy first. And that's, remember we said that is the easiest place to go first.
Yeah, well, when you're connected to your body, you start having an inherent sense of strength about you.
Yeah.
Well, for me,
confidence.
This has been my personal experience is feeling connected to my own personal energy, feeling confident, feeling the strength, and I'm less likely to get knocked over by somebody's off-the-cuff comment. Therefore, I am stronger in intuition and balanced in my ego. So if somebody has said something that knocks me off my bandwagon, the ego doesn't feel like it has to defend itself.
Or get bruised.
Yes. So, well, let's talk about lessons learned here.
Yeah.
So for us, what we learned is to create experiences that are uncomfortable, yet strengthen your true essence. And we kind of call this, also known as, going back to the science fiction sort of analogy, of the force.
Yeah, yeah. And look, you know, I went through, in my military career, we went through battle inoculation. We went through carrying packs around for hundreds of Ks and, you know, being mentally and emotionally abused and all these things. And it doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to wait for something like that to be forced on you. As Angie said before, you have the ability to choose what experiences you want to get uncomfortable in. And here's the thing. Uncomfortable, a lot of people kind of couple uncomfortable and pain together. And it kind of gives you this false sense that you don't want to get uncomfortable because it equals pain. But really, you can lean on discomfort. You know, I mean, you know, for example, we would use a method like ice baths. Now, ice baths are the perfect example of getting uncomfortable, controlling yourself in that. This is resilience training 101, getting in the ice. Plus, on the back of that, getting in the ice has this whole host of physical benefits that are positive for your body. So not only are you getting to taste discomfort and lean into it, but you're getting this whole lot of, like, you know, things that are happening in your body, feel good hormones flood your body. The body revs up all these survival mechanisms that strengthen, and this is where we talk about, you know, cultivating that physical strength as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, choosing your experiences, having your experiences that you go, I mean, you know, taking our girls to the beach and putting them in the surf, you know, they get tumbled around by the waves. They're in a safe environment, but they're getting resilience. You know, they're getting out there and they're getting amongst it and they're getting knocked over and then they get back up and then they swim back out and, you know, they might ride a wave in, they have fun. And, you know, so there's this whole mix that goes on.
Yeah. And that, you know, that even reminds me, you're talking about sitting in the ice bath. You know, some people would probably explain it or describe it as painful, but pain is just a resistance to letting go. It's a resistance to a natural process. And it's just like in childbirth. I'm going to use that analogy it's one that I know.
No experience here.
Yes. Because
I
do believe that women have a felt sense of resilience once they've given birth. Now, not every woman is going to have a child, so you don't have to go through childbirth to experience resilience. But when you go through that experience, for me personally, I know that when I let go into the process and I trusted my body to do what it does naturally, and I did a lot of study before having my first baby around, you know, what's the best kind of labor to have and how can I prepare myself the most. And this is very, very true in resilience training, for even in the corporate space, because there is a lot of bombs flying overhead in the corporate space. So when you can create
visible and invisible,
so when you can create this felt sense of connecting with your own personal energy, which I did in childbirth, which we do in the ice bath.
Yep.
being able to do those four things by boosting your personal energy, the ability to deflect, and the skill of letting go of tension. So that's the resistance to the cold, or the resistance to the labor, or resistance to what somebody is saying when they're talking down at you. It's all the same. And know when to rest and know when to take action. By applying those four concepts, you can get yourself to the other side and go, okay, I have got the skills needed because it's naturally inherent in my body. We know how to do this inherently. It's just about tapping into it.
And remember, it's not in the words, it's in the practice.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Breathing Edge podcast with us. For show notes and other resources, please visit breathingedgepodcast.com. While you're there, you can subscribe for future episodes so you can continue your own journey towards peak performance. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Breathing Edge is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network. Disclaimer: the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast, is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.